This is Ruben.
Hi, this is Richard from Trust One Sales.
Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yes, hi, Ruben, yes.
Are you the gentleman that sent me over the deal?
To which customer?
House of Galby, Helen
yeah,
Kim
yeah,
Johnson.
Yeah, House of Galby, yeah. So,
yeah. I wanted to give you some good news. So,
yes.
I've been dealing with, and I don't know how involved, there's always a story to these restaurants, you know that,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
There's always a son or a brother or...
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, here's the thing. They applied for two loans. They applied with another company called Marlin. Are you aware of that?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, so they applied for another loan. Here's the way it works.
Oh, they contacted Marlin?
Yeah, they applied with Marlin, but I don't think Marlin's gotten back to them. So, here's what I can do. Right now, their story is interesting because... And it might be better for you to call them as well. I just spoke to her son, and I'm waiting for a callback, but I don't speak Korean. I know you do, and I don't. So, they have a restaurant called Shikdorak, you know, the franchise.
Okay.
But they're not starting another Shikdorak. They're starting another House of Galway.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
It's
a new project.
New project, new name,
right.
Most importantly,
right.
New name.
Yes, yes.
So, but you got to tell the truth, and this equipment's not going to Shikdorak, it's going to House of Galway. So... There are different avenues right now. They don't want to send me tax returns, okay? Now, I'm not the IRS. What I tell people is, look, if you send me tax returns and I know they don't help you, I just throw them in the trash. But they don't want to send me tax returns. So what I've been able to do, now normally, if the name is the same or the customer has had some what's called business credit, they borrowed another business, I can automatically give them $150,000. However, they've really never borrowed under their business, and they won't give me their tax returns. So what I can do is I've automatically approved them for $75,000 plus taxes, which is about $82,000. I spoke to John, and I can get him documents. I can get Helen documents today or tomorrow, pick out $82,000 of equipment,
yeah.
Fund that loan, and then once I fund that loan, then I can work with some other banks and get $25 here and $50 there and piece this together. But since they're on a time clock, $75,000 with no money down, that's not a bad deal. And what I'd like to do is start off with $75,000. And John kind of pushed back on me. He was at lunch. He kind of pushed back on me and said, well, I want the whole $150,000. I said, hey, dude, if you're unwilling to get me the tax returns and with this information, we should start off with $75,000 to get the ball rolling, okay? So basically, they're approved for $75,000 to start off based on the information they gave me. And then we can put more together once we get this first loan done, if they're interested.
Okay. So did you get my quotation?
Mm-hmm.
She requested like equipment I gave to her. The quotation is like $100,000, something like that.
Correct.
Yeah, so you mean the like that amount and maybe $75,000?
Well, it's $75,000 plus taxes. So I can do like $82,000. Here's what I'd like to do. I don't like to fight with customers. It's not my personality. Nothing gets, you know, when people start, you know, getting heated, nothing gets done. I've got them approved for about $82,000 right now to start off. Let me get that $82,000 loan funded, because they won't give me what I want. They won't give me tax returns. Everything's going through the sun, so I've played this game before. What I want to do is I want to get you paid. I want to give them $82,000, get that loan funded, get that money in your account by Thursday, and then, as they get me what I need, I can get them a loan for the rest of the money. But what they're expecting is, they're expecting just to come to someone and say, hey, look, we're starting a brand new concept. We don't want to provide tax returns. Give me $150,000, and right now that's kind of difficult.
Okay. So. Okay.
But I can give them the $150,000. That's the point. I'm going to cover the whole $100,000 because I'm going to go to another lender I work with after I do my $82,000, and I'm going to get them the rest of the money.
Okay. So the customer decide yet?
No, the problem is, I'm speaking to a guy who probably doesn't... How old is her son? How old is this guy, John?
Son.
Is he a young guy?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Is he young?
Yeah, he's young. It's about the 32 years old.
Yeah, he probably doesn't understand this. So what I think is, here's what I'd like you to do. Here's what I would suggest.
How can I talk to my customer?
Well, here's what I think you should tell your customer. Tell them the truth. Say, hey, look, I heard great news. I heard you were approved for $75,000 plus taxes to start off.
Yeah.
And the guy who's doing the loan mm-hmm. will probably be able to get you some more money
yeah.
as time goes on. But right now, mm-hmm. we should at least do $75,000 of equipment.
Okay.
Let us start with that.
Okay.
Do the $75,000
yeah.
or get this guy what he needs and get the ball rolling. That's what I would suggest, because I think you should tell them, like, you should act surprised. You should say, oh, wow, like, you're a new concept? Usually new concepts don't get any money, or they get $12,000. It's awesome to hear you start with $80,000. You know, that's a great approval.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
He's at lunch, but I just think I wanted to thank you for the opportunity. They are approved, and I can get you paid by Thursday or Friday at the latest.
Okay. So I'm going to talk to a customer, and then what they say, they're going to contact with you, or do I call you?
I think you should kind of figure out.
Okay.
So anyway, I
call the customer now, and you explain to me regarding this discuss, and I let them know.
Yeah, I mean, do you need anything from me right now?
I'm sorry?
Do you need anything from me right now or no?
Yeah, I need, but customer decide things. This thing is a customer decide.
No, absolutely. I just want to, I know they've got a timeline and they're looking to order ASAP, so.
I understand.
I can get them the full amount, but it's just going to be breaking up in pieces because they don't want to provide me with tax returns. They want to do a loan without tax returns. So I want to start off, and I don't want to waste your time or my time. I don't want to do 18 things for someone that doesn't want to buy anything. So.
Okay, I understand. So maybe a customer decide today or tomorrow.
I would say today or tomorrow. I just don't speak to the mom. I only speak to John. So he said he's going to call me back after lunch. I spoke to him like 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask. You know, I talked to them. I don't talk to her son. So I spoke to the mom. Okay. So the mom is the owner.
Yes.
So that's why she decided. You know.
Okay, well, I haven't spoken to her. I've spoken to her, like, once.
Yeah,
she wants to touch her son.
Yeah, anyway, I'll call her, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll tell the son that I talked to you real quick, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.